With its protruding nose, bulging eyes, heavy brow, and menacing grin, this mask has an intimidating appearance. Indeed, it was worn during rites in which the performer ceremonially threatened, chased, and even struck members of his audience. The mask formed part of a full-body costume which completely covered the performer. The triangular section at the top once supported a large headdress. A long beard made of hair or fiber was attached to the holes below the mouth, and the body was covered by a feathered cloak. With his identity concealed, the performer could act outside normal social conventions. Like much of the art made by the Kanak people of New Caledonia, the mask was primarily associated with the life and authority of the village chief. At important gatherings for the exchange of ceremonial gifts, the chief himself would sometimes don the mask, threatening the crowd with spears and other weapons. The masks were also worn by male performers at the funerals of chiefs.